From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Friday, February 15th, 2019. And on this day, Maine's congressional delegation does not agree on everything, but it is united in its opposition to President Trump's emergency order to build a barrier on the U.S.-Mexico border. And Governor Janet Mills ends the LePage-era moratorium on new wind power projects. That's ahead in a moment. The state's congressional delegation is unified in its opposition to President Trump's use of emergency powers to redirect money to build a partial wall on the border with Mexico. Mel Urie has details.
After signing a budget bill to avert another looming government shutdown, the president declared a national emergency Friday in order to sidestep Congress and secure an additional $6.5 billion for additional barriers along the U.S. southern border with Mexico. Members of Maine's congressional delegation say his action will provoke court cases challenging its illegality and legislation to override the order. Independent Senator Angus King told CNN that he believes the president's action is unconstitutional.
I'm very concerned about the idea that the president can just spend money on a project, whatever the project is, without working with the Congress. That's not the way our system was designed. And in fact, I would argue that's exactly what the framers wanted to avoid.
King says it's a mistake for the president to invoke emergency powers. And Republican Senator Susan Collins agrees. She says the National Emergencies Act was intended to apply only to major disasters or catastrophes, and that the situation on the border does not meet the threshold for a declaration. But Collins says while she believes the president's action is unconstitutional, she's not sure if she will support an expected resolution from the House.
I don't know if it will be a straightforward resolution that simply seeks to overturn what I believe is a very bad policy decision by the president that is of dubious constitutionality, or whether the resolution will have all sorts of other provisions in it.
Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says Trump's action will be challenged by a House resolution and believes that it could win approval of both houses of Congress.
I'm sure it will pass the House. I wouldn't be surprised if it passes the Senate, because this is really, you know, a battle about the Constitution and the separation of powers.
Any such resolution could be subject to a veto, which would require a two-thirds vote of the House and Senate to be overridden. Both Pingree and Collins, meanwhile, say they are concerned that in seeking funds for the wall, the president may target more than $150 million in construction projects at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard that have been funded but not started. Depending on what projects he chooses to redirect funds, Trump could invite a lot of political pressure from lawmakers in affected states. Second District Congressman Jared Golden issued a statement saying that the president was wrong to make the declaration and should work with Congress to fix the nation's immigration system. In addition to the anticipated congressional resolution, all members of the delegation say they expect a flurry of lawsuits seeking to block Trump's action in the next few weeks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
In January, there were 55 cases of pertussis in Maine, according to the latest state surveillance report. That's more than double the number of reported cases last January. Hancock, York, and Waldo counties had the highest rates of the illness, which is also known as whooping cough. Most cases in children ages 11 to 19. State Center for Disease Control says the best way to prevent pertussis is to get vaccinated. The CDC also advises washing hands often and coughing into your upper sleeve or elbow if you don't have a tissue. Governor Janet Mills has signed an executive order terminating both the Maine Wind Power Advisory Commission and a moratorium on new wind projects. Jennifer Mitchell has more.
The moratorium put in place by Governor Paula Page was in place for a little over a year. It survived a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality, but Jeremy Payne, executive director of the Maine Renewable Energy Association, says the tone of LePage's order, plus the threat of permitting delays, had a chilling effect on what he describes as a multi-billion-dollar industry.
There's no question that companies stopped doing some of their work, and I think where it impacted us even more, but which is harder to quantify, is when some other southern New England states have issued requests for proposals. You know, it's not as though Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island were oblivious to the fact that our former governor was openly hostile to wind development.
In her order, Mills writes that authorized agencies such as the Maine Department of Environmental Protection, Maine Land Use Planning Commission, and Maine Public Utilities Commission will resume the vetting process for wind projects. And she wrote in a statement that, quote, it's time for Maine to send a positive signal to renewable energy investors and innovators.
Early on in her administration, Governor Mills has a lot of learning to do.
That's Chris O'Neill with Friends of Maine's Mountains, a group critical of wind power development. O'Neill says he did not agree with the approach that LePage took and resigned his seat on the governor's Wind Advisory Commission, but he says at least the questions and concerns raised by the LePage administration served to educate the public about the realities of wind, lessons he's hoping Maine's new governor will take on board.
One of the things that she needs to learn, obviously, is that we don't need this form of power. We don't want it. And I know her as a very smart, reasonable, problem-solving individual. She needs a little educating, and I'm confident she'll come around.
Mills' order also dissolves the Maine Wind Power Advisory Commission, which only began meeting 3 months before LePage's tenure was due to end. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Friday, February 15th, 2019. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.